Hello, Josh speaking.
Hi, this is Tango. I just missed your call.
Yes, I just left a message. Are you the folks that I called for the Care and Help Home Care Agency by chance? Because it's a different number.
I am not sure. Do you need home care?
Well, what we're doing is we're trying to, I'm trying to be a home health care person for a waiver program through AmeriHealth.
Yes, yeah, we do. Yes, that's what we do.
Okay, and
What is your company's name?
what is the company's name actually? I'm just trying to take notes here.
Yeah,
I'm
so we're
so new to this.
family. We're family first home care.
Family First.
Where are you
Where
located?
where's that located? Because we were here calling with the counselor through AmeriHealth, and we called a bunch of agencies. And my
Yes.
apologies. So I just
That's not a
wanted to.
problem. So yeah, so we are contracted with the Mary Health and we're located in Philadelphia, but we service in many areas. Where are you located? Where's the patient located?
This is Catasauqua, Pennsylvania, Allentown area.
And which county is it?
That's Lehigh County.
Yeah, we do service that
Okay.
area.
And I am the patient's son, so I just want to see, what it takes to try to accommodate this and make this happen.
Sure. So does your mom, is it your mom? For your mom.
It's my father.
Father. Does he have hours yet? Approved a waiver?
He has 60 hours approved through for the waiver program. The counselor just left.
Oh, so you said 6D, 6-0?
Yeah, 6-0.
6D weekly.
Correct.
Okay, will it be just yourself doing all the hours or?
Yes, believe so. That's at least what the lady wrote down.
No, it's up to you. I mean, you could do a
Well,
60,
no,
but
it is me. I'm living here 24 hours a day with him
yes.
as right now, so.
Yeah, so we could definitely sign you up. I mean, sign up your father and then you're as a caregiver.
Okay, what process needs to happen in regards to the onboarding and training or anything like that?
Okay, so it wouldn't be any training actually, but as far as if he's already approved for a waiver, then it would be very simple. I would take his information, I'll send it to our intake team. They
Okay.
will be I will be reaching out to the coordinator, service coordinator, the insurance to send over the authorization, and in the meantime we'll have you onboarded. You'll have to do the application, send in IDs and some of your medicals, like the records of some shots, and we would need proof of residency and some
Okay.
forms like the I-9 and these basic forms that
Okay.
and that's basically it. And once you submitted everything and we got the authorization from the insurance, then you could start clocking in.
Okay. So do I need any specific, do I have to like go to Philadelphia for any reason?
No. So we
Oh, okay.
usually,
Okay. It was just a worry when you said that.
It's online.
Yes.
It
It's
is most of
everything
it
is
like
over
online?
the phone or online, correct?
Oh, wonderful. Oh, okay. All
Yes.
right. All right, then what information would you like from me for right now?
Okay, so if you want to go ahead, then I'll just take the patient's information.
Sure, go ahead.
Do you by any chance have his Medicaid ID?
Do you have the Medicaid ID?
Yes, I do.
One moment, please.
Sure.
Yeah, we have everything here. It's just that the lady just left, so we're
Oh.
trying to collect ourselves with the information. I think she just put it away. So
Oh.
it'll only be a second.
That's not a problem. Is it the service coordinator from AmeriHealth?
Yes. Yep. She
Oh,
just
because
left.
okay, we would okay, because we could do then a conference call to do like to request the authorization.
Oh,
Once
okay.
I take
Gotcha.
the information.
Yeah, she's no longer here though. Right, you have. You ready for the ID number?
Yes, I'm ready.
It's 038-204-2646.
4-6. Okay, let me take a look. It's not coming up.
It just got approved.
What's his date of birth?
It's July 31st, 1953.
1953.
53.
53.
1953.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it Michael Freeman?
Yes, Freeman.
Yep. Okay, Freeman. Okay, so looks like there is a waiver. Mary Health Community. Yep, okay. So let me just make sure I got the correct spelling. M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Correct.
Last name is F-R-E-Y-A-N. Wait, F-R-E-Y-M-A-N.
That's correct.
And what's the best number to reach him?
To reach him? He's got dementia.
I guess him or I guess your mom?
The power of attorney is my mother. So
okay,
you can
yeah.
reach her. What's your phone number?
610-360-7953.
I missed the first three.
610.
Okay. And what's your name?
Jody. J-O-D-I. Same last name.
Jody. Okay. Any other number I can add in file or just this number?
You could put my phone number as well. That number that I just gave you and this number that I'm calling on.
Yeah. So you'll be the caregiver. So I'll add your number as the caregiver. So yours is 610-573-3844.
That's correct.
And your name is Josh with the same last name.
That's correct.
Okay. Are there any minors present in the home?
No.
No. Okay. And what's the address?
123 Front Street. And that's Catasauqua.
Sorry. You said front?
F-R-O-N-T.
Okay. Got it. Yes. Okay.
Catasauqua, Pennsylvania. And that's spelled C-A-T-A-S-A-U-Q-U-A.
Okay, got it.
Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
18032.
032, okay. Okay, let me just make sure I get the information. Is there any condition that we need to know for Michael?
The conditions he currently has is dementia, COPD, Alzheimer's, atherosclerosis.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you help him around
with
the
house. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much everything.
He uses a walker, cane, wheelchair.
He uses everything depending on the situation.
Uh-huh.
In 20 feet areas, he uses the walls and stuff. He's fine, but anywhere else, he needs assistance depending on the situation.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, so I got the information. I'll send it into our intake. You could expect a call from one of our intake team probably today.
Okay. Okay.
I would like to do a conference call to the service coordinator from AmeriHealth so we can do the actual, like, to request them authorization. So they could send it. So as soon as you're onboarded, and I'll send you the application for Josh. And
sure.
As soon as you're onboarded, so we would have the authorization so you could be able to start.
Not a problem. Would you like her name and number?
Yeah. So let me get the, yeah. What's her name?
Her name is Nicole McLean.
Nicole, and what's her number?
Area code 610-663-0463.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay. I think I spoke to her. I think I called her yesterday for another patient. Okay.
She
okay?
mentioned that, yes.
Oh, okay. So is it okay? I'll bring up another line, and then we will just let her know that she could send us the authorization.
And that's fine, as long
okay,
as
let me
she's not driving.
No, okay, let me try. If not, we'll just leave a voicemail.
Yep.
So she could call back. Okay.
Hello. Hi, it's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. This is Shane, the calling from Family First Home Care.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here on the line with Josh Fryman.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
Yeah, so I get the information for Michael.
Okay.
And so we'll have them sign up for the services, and then Josh will onboard him to be the caregiver. So whenever you have a chance, if you could send us authorization, so whenever they're all set up, they could start.
Okay, wait, hold on. And which location are you located? Like, for what do I put on the authorization? What location?
What information do you need? Like the tax ID or NPI?
The NPI.
Okay, I'll give you. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the NPI is 189.
2755. Okay, NPI. Okay, and you said it's Family First?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, and which address?
You mean the actual address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me give you the address of the location that Josh will be working out of.
Okay, so it's 1 Winding Drive, Winding, Suite 205. That's in Philadelphia, PA, 19131.
Philadelphia, 19131.
31.
And you do accept for Northampton?
Yeah.
Lehigh County? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We do.
Okay. Okay. Do you guys need other, can I refer other people to you?
Sure. You could take my number. Yes. You could take my number and you can reach out anytime. We do Northampton, Lehigh, and I can send you a list.
Oh, okay. And do you provide caregivers as well if someone doesn't have a caregiver?
Yeah, correct. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So is this the number that came up on the caller ID? Is that your number?
I think on the caller ID, it's a different number. It's like the last 4 digits. So I'll give you my direct number. You can text me as well. My number is 267-551-7427.
And your name one more time?
Shindel, Shaindel.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you for that information. I appreciate it.
Sure. So if you need any other information for this authorization or any questions, you can call me anytime.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Nicole. Bye-bye.
No problem.
Hello, Josh?
Hello. Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, okay, great. So I think that's it for now. Probably one of our intake will call Jody probably today.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'll send you we'll have our onboarder reach out to you, Josh, to start the onboarding.
Understood. Thank you.
Now, I don't have to go to Philadelphia, right?
Nobody has to go to Philadelphia.
No. Right. Okay. Right. And if you have any questions, you got my number? You called me. Okay, so you got my number.
Correct. Yep, we're good.
Oh, okay,
And it's Shindel, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good one.
Sure, you too. Bye-bye.